Good morning, good people. It is 4th September 2020. The readings are from 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 1 to 5 and the Gospel from Luke chapter 5 verses 33 to 39. A servant is known by his or her service. Every one of us is entrusted with the mission and the mystery. Every work that is done with a good intention fills us with the job satisfaction. We all get soon frustrated working for the Lord and for the church just because there is so much of opposition and criticism than appreciation and applause. All criticisms are not constructive, and so, as a servant entrusted with the mysteries and truth of God, we need to be faithful and reliable in all we do and say. St. Paul persuades the Corinthians not to throw dirt on the work of God done by servants of God. Quote, "Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purpose of the heart." 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5. No one is born without a mission and a work to be completed in the world. We are not leaving this world until we accomplish. Some of us do it in a hurry. Many of us do it with the dedication, love, and commitment. The responsorial psalm praises, "The salvation of the just comes from the Lord." Psalm 37 verse 39. The gospel gently reminds us that Jesus is the provider of new wine, a new thought, new ideal, and a new norm. Not many of us are comfortable to accommodate the word of God in our lives. Let us leave room for God to make things new in us and others. Patchwork weakens the texture of the testimony. We need to avoid pleasing people always when we cannot match the ideals of God. Compromises of the values and the ideals of the kingdom of God misfits our Christian call. May the Lord help us to appreciate newness in others rather than pulling them down. May God bless us to be responsible servants and disciples, pleasing God always. Have a lovely day. God bless you.